Chazar zeichen nesher bach chesch shagam bim yehudim sechdu tainis daf beis perik meimasai perik rishon zok the mission b'siyata du shmaya. From when do we begin mentioning gevuras geshamim, meaning mashvurach marjageshem? Rabbi Yehuda says on the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Shua says on the last day of Sukkot. Rabbi Shua says since we find that rain on Sukkot is a bad sign from Shemayim, why would we mention it on Sukkot? Rabbi Yehuda said, I didn't say we ask for rain on Sukkot. I said we mentioned that Hashem blows the wind and brings down the rain in its proper time. Rabbi Shua said based on what you're saying, we should mention it all year round, never stop. Zok the mission, we only ask for rain close to the rainy season. Rabbi Yehuda says on the last day of Sukkot, the chazan for Shachar doesn't mention mashvurach, but the chazan for Musaf does. On the first day of Pesach, the chazan for Shachar says mashvurach, the chazan for Musaf does not. From where does the Tanner of the Mishnah know that one is obligated to say Mashu Ruach, that caused him to say, when do we begin? He didn't even say that you have first said Allah, you have to say it. Where it says the Tanner is asking based on the Mishnah Masechet's Brachas that says that we mention Gvuras Geshem in the Brach of Tchias HaMesim. If that's what he's basing it on, why you wait till Masechet's Tainus to ask the question based on Masechet's, that comes from Masechet's Brachas? Where it says the Tanner's question is actually based on Masechet's Rosh Hashanah. We just finished Rosh Hashanah. It says over there that on Sukkot we're judged regarding water. Based on that, the Tanner says, so when do we begin mentioning Gvuras Geshem? Why does the Mishnah use the term Gvuras Geshem, powerful rain? Rabbi Yechon said this is because rain comes down with power, like the pasuk says, "Oyis gedolis ve'ein cheker." The next pasuk says, "Hanoisin ma'im al pnei eretz," showing that the first pasuk refers to rain. Rabbi Ashiel explains, we learn gzeir shav on the word cheker from creation. Just as the pasuk regarding creation says it's done with power, so too the rain comes down with power. How do we know that the mention of rain is to be done in Shemoneh Esrei? Mar says the pasuk says, "Olavdei b'chol levavchem," which refers to Shemoneh Esrei, Avodei Shabalev. The next pasuk says, "V'nasatim tar artzchem," teaching that the mention of rain should be done in the Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Yechon said there are three keys that are in the hands of Hashem that are never given over to a messenger. The key of childbirth, having children, like we see the pasuk says, "Vayizkor alekim es rachel vayiftach es rachma." Hashem himself gave her a child. The key of rain, like the pasuk says, "Yiftach Hashem licha la'asis mitar artzucha." Hashem himself gives the rain. And the key of tchias hamesim, like we see in the pasuk, it says, "Vidatam ki ani Hashem bepischi es kibar yiseichem." Hashem himself does tchias hamesim. In Eretz Yisrael, they add that Hashem also has the key of sustenance. He doesn't give to anybody. So we see the pasuk says, "Beseches yedecha." Hashem himself gives the sustenance. Rabbi Yechon doesn't mention this key of sustenance. He says the key of rain is the key of sustenance. Mishnah said, but the Ezra said, "Miyom dov harishon shel chag v'chulu." Rabbi Yehuda's view based on the mitzvah of lulav, which would mean the mentioning of rain would not be done until the daytime of the first day of Sukkot, like lulav, or is it based on the mitzvah of nisach hamayim on the mizbeach, which would mean that the mentioning begins at night? Ravo said Rabbi Yehuda's view is based on lulav. Some say Ravo had a tradition regarding this. Others say he learned it from a braisa. The braisa says Rabbi Yehuda says we begin mentioning the rain at the time that one takes the lulav. Rabbi Yeshua says it's from the time that one puts it down, meaning the last day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yehuda says since the lulav along with the other species are taken to please Hashem to receive a favorable judgment regarding rain by showing that just like these species can't exist without water, neither can the world, so it makes sense that we should mention the rain then. Rabbi Yeshua said, rain is a bad sign in Sukkot, so why would we mention it then? Rabbi Lazar responded, I didn't say that we ask for rain, I said we only mention it, just like we always mention Tchias HaMesim, even though it will only happen in its proper time. So too, we mention rain the entire year, even though we want it to only come in its proper time. Rabbi says, I say that when one stops asking for rain, he also stops mentioning rain. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, we begin mentioning rain on the second day of Sukkot. Rabbi Akiva says, on the sixth day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Yeshua, says, on the last day of Sukkot. The name of Rabbi Yeshua says on the last day of Sukkot, the Chazan of Shachar doesn't mention Mashav Ruach, but the Chazan of Musaf does. On the first day of Pesach, the Chazan of Shachar says Mashav Ruach, and the Chazan of Musaf does not. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda seemed to ask a fair question to Rabbi Yeshua from Tchias HaMesim. So Rabbi Yeshua would say, Tchias HaMesim could happen at any time, therefore we always mention it. However, rain is not beneficial at every time of the year, therefore we should only mention it in the times that it's beneficial. In fact, why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say we begin mentioning rain on the second day of Sukkot? The Gemara says in the Brayse, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira explains, the pasuk regarding the carbon of the second day has an extra letter mem. The pasuk regarding the sixth day has an extra letter yud. The pasuk regarding the seventh day has an extra mem. Mem yud mem is mayim, is water, which is where we learn out the nisach hamayim in atoyer. The Gemara says since the first of the extra letters is written on day two, zochter b'yud mem b'seir, that's when we begin mentioning rain also on day two. Rabbi Kiva says we begin mentioning on the sixth day because that's where the pasuk says unisocheha, which is lashon rab, meaning there are two pourings on the mizbeach, one of wine, one of water. Since that's where the teaching you of the pouring of water, we do the mentioning of rain then. Maybe both are of wine. Who says one's of water? So he holds Rabbi Yehuda at the extra letter teach of the pouring of water. Still, he holds that since the sixth day is where the second pouring is mentioned, that's the day that we begin mentioning Mashu Ruach Mar Degeshem. Rabbi says, Rabbi Dawson says, the pasuk says Hasech Nesech, which refers to two pourings on the Mizbeach, one of wine, one of water. Maybe they're both of wine. So if so, the pasuk should say the same word twice, Hasech Hasech, Nesech Nesech. The fact that it switches Hasech Nesech teaches that one's of wine, one is of water. In fact, the mission says that the Nisach HaMayim is done for all 7 days. Who does this follow? Now, Who does this follow that it was Nisach HaMayim was on all 7 days? According to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we mention rain on the 8th day, it's presumably because that's when the Nisach HaMayim is brought, so the Mishnah can't follow him, because according to him it's 1 day. According to Rabbi Akiva, who says that we begin on the 6th day, which means the Chayr that he holds that the Nisach HaMayim was brought on the 6th day only, so Bazoi can't follow him. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda Maseru, who said we start on the 2nd day, which this would mean that he holds that the Nisach HaMayim was brought on the 2nd day, so we can't follow him either, you don't have 7 days. But he said it could be a follower of Yehuda Maseru, and he may be that he holds that Nisach HaMayim was not done the first day Sukkot, but it was done on Shmini Atzeres, you have a total of 7 days. In fact, the Gemara, he holds it doesn't begin until the 2nd day because that's the day on which the Pasuk begins to teach us regarding Nisach HaMayim, which is the extra letter. If so, the last day would be the 7th day because that's the last day that has the extra letter. So he would hold that it ends on the 7th day. So we don't have anyone who holds that it's 7 days of Nisach HaMayim. But it says the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yeshua. Although he holds that we don't begin mentioning rain until the last day of Sukkot, he holds that Nisach HaMayim is done for 7 days. And how does he learn that? It's taught via a halacha l'moshe Mi Sinai.